My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. It's going to talk to, up next, I want to make sure I get this right, Karen Grant. She is the senior director of diversity and inclusion with NASCAR, and she is all about what's going on up in Chicago this weekend with the street race, but she has been out there in the community, and we're going to talk to her about that. Over or under, I'm going to ask you, Sam.
Yep.
She's had 2 pizzas up while she spent time in Chicago. Not herself, but you know, yeah, she's been at more than. You think she's had more than 2, or less than 2?
I think she's had less than 2. I think she's had 1.
And now, extra credit: thin, pan, or deep dish, or stuffed.
I think she's probably got the deep dish.
Got the deep dish? Not stuffed.
But just one.
Okay, just one.
Because Chicago gets the credit for the, but that's just a food town.
Yeah, it is.
It's a food town.
And it's got more neighborhoods with their own food than you would believe. It's the second biggest population of Polish people next to Warsaw in Chicago. And you got all the little pockets of different places. But we'll do that another time, because it is time for Noel to let us know what is running around in your mind. First of all, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hey. Yeah.
And how are you doing? How are you feeling about these midweek holidays? Because it's throwing me and Sam off. You know, last week was Juneteenth, the middle of the week, then we had day off, then we had to come back, and we had Thursday this week.
Yeah, it threw me off a little bit. Yesterday I was mapping out the rest of my week, and I was like, oh, tomorrow is not Sunday. So, yeah, it threw me off. It threw me off a little bit for a moment.
Yeah.
To sit down and recalibrate.
It will do that to you.
Well, I decided to start this segment off with 2 legit to quit, because we're going to start in the Bay. Or rather, we're going to leave the Bay and head to Dallas. Klay Thompson.
No, man, okay.
Goes to Klay Thompson goes to Dallas. Wow, I'm actually a little bit surprised, or maybe disappointed. Maybe I was more so hoping he would do the family LA thing, cross that off his list.
You don't want to be part of that.
And maybe you feel like he has more time for that farewell tour. Because I do feel like that's a farewell tour move. Like, let me sign to L.A. right quick. Do this last year. I play in the same town as my brother and my dad. Check that off the list. Retire. So it seems like he feels like he has more in the tank. And it seems like Dallas agrees. So we'll see if he can be that spot-up, no-dribble shooter that they obviously want him to be. I mean, you don't want somebody else that's going to come in and take the ball out of Kyrie or Luka's hand. So in that regard, if it works the way they want to, it's the perfect addition.
I have a theory on that as to why that didn't happen in L.A. Two prongs. One is exactly what Sam said, but I think even before that, he could have had a conversation with his Splash brother. who didn't go and play where his daddy played.
True.
And maybe said, you know what, I didn't want to go and have to deal with all that other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And so maybe Clay heard that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's like, listen, you go set your own path. You've already got a pocket full of rings. Go play where you want to play. But don't just go to L.A. because your daddy played there, because you got to deal with all that other stuff, along with the bright lights and everything. See, going to Charlotte is one thing for Steph. Going to L.A. is a completely different thing for Clay.
I don't disagree, but and that's why I feel like it's more of a farewell last season thing where the expectations aren't high. That's the way I see it happening. So that's why I was like, okay, so clearly Clay feels like there's way more in the tank than maybe I did originally when I heard that move. So I was like, okay. So if you go with the thought of he'll give you a little bit of pre-ACL tear Clay, then it's a great move for Dallas. I just have a huge question mark there. I don't know. But I do see what Dallas is doing. Like, it doesn't seem like completely ridiculous to make this kind of move. Another side note, I just found out that Rob Dillingham, who got drafted by the Timberwolves to go play with Anthony Edwards, apparently his uncle, it used to be my favorite uncle. My aunt's ex-husband, yeah, apparently that is his uncle.
Okay.
So, wait, yeah, this is a story here. Slow down.
No, Noel, you got to slow down. Easy, we're learning something about you. I've been waiting for that. Now, yeah, say this all again now.
You're losing us.
Yeah. Slow down.
So, apparently, because my mother knows every player or anybody that comes out of Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay.
Because apparently she went to school with the Bumgardners. So, that's how she knew who Madison Bumgardner was.
Okay. Who got robbed of it. This is beautiful. I need me a cup of coffee. Learn about Noel here. This is great.
So I get home one day last week, and my mom goes, "You know Rob Dillingham?" And I said, "Yeah, he's with the Timberwolves. Why? Is he from Hickory?" Because, of course.
Right.
Why else would you know him? So, yes, but not only is he from Hickory, but then she reminded me that I had an Uncle Randy whose last name was Dillingham. And we used to talk a lot of sports together. So it's like life coming full circle. So there you go.
Okay. All right.
So I have a tiny, small connection to Rob Dillingham.
Look at you.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, outstanding.
He's been with us but a minute and a half, and it took us this long to find out about Uncle Rob.
I add that to the collection with Darren Lee.
Go ahead. I'm not going to stop her again.
I have another cousin whose cousin is Darren Lee. So,
Darren or Derek?
Darren. That used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently players all adjacent to me.
Do you have any famous relatives that played pro ball, Sam?
None.
No.
Well, I had a cousin. I am, through my grandmother, related to Cleon Jones.
Really?
He played for the Mets.
The 69
yes.
Mets? Cleon Jones?
He's another baseball player from Mobile, Alabama.
Ah.
And that's where she was from. So, yeah. So, that's...
There you go. All right.
There we go.
You guys got random connections
everywhere. And those random connections is why I thought Klay Thompson was going to go to L.A. But again, because I didn't feel like
that
maybe.
He don't want to be part of the circus. No,
I don't disagree with you because it is.
And he wants a chance to win. He wants a chance to win something going out. And the thing of it is, I talk with Nui Scruggs, friend of the show, talk with him this week. Of course, he's out in Dallas, does sports out there. What were the Mavs missing? In some of those games.
Spot up shooter.
a spot up shooter in late in the game. They couldn't make shots for some reason. Late in the game, they had trouble making shots. This guy could cure that. If that's what you can use him for, you don't need him to score 40 points. You need him to score 30 points. But you need him to be that designated hitter type person to come in situations like that. And to me, that's where his value is for this team.
Yeah.
He don't want to go down to L.A. To me, L.A. is not dedicated to winning the championship.
Not right now,
They're dedicated to being a nice story. Yeah. He wanted to go somewhere to try to win.
All right. Point taken. Now, let me tell you what the other side of that is that people are saying. He landed in a spot with one of the biggest black holes there is in the NBA when it comes to passing the ball. And that's Luka.
Yep.
And how are you going to get – who is going to convince – listen, you couldn't get this guy – look what had to happen for him to understand all that whining that he'd been doing was annoying people. Remember during the finals? Mm-hmm. And it had been going on forever.
Forever.
And then we heard the story. Because he's on that stage, we then started hearing the stories of how people have been walking in the traffic in Dallas trying to convince him that what – we all saw on the big stage, this has been going on for years. Okay, so it took that level to just get him to quit whining and be a team player. Now you're talking about taking the ball out of his hands. And mm-hmm. who's not really.
But we're talking about him paying attention and listening.
And that's what I was
going to
say.
That's a big hurdle for this dude.
Well, that's just
who's going to get
through him?
How are
you going to tune out somebody with a fistful of rings?
Pardon?
How are you going to tune out somebody with a fistful of rings? And
well, he turned away from a guy. Well, it took him a year to listen to the guy who had one ring.
And this is the guy with a fistful that's coming.
You know
in.
What? I don't
you
know that.
That's what's
you're
missing.
Assuming that's going to work.
That's what's missing here.
Okay.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Let's not deviate.
That's what's missing here is a veteran voice who's done some things, had some success, and the rest of the folk will shut up and listen.
Well, we're
missing that here.
And you're assuming that the person that you're talking to is going to be receptive to that.
Right.
And I don't know that he is.
And I also have a question mark on that.
Go ahead.
It's a situation where, okay, like being in a smaller market like a Dallas, like Atlanta, that's supposed to be a perk where the media is, you know, a lot nicer to you. The stories are usually a little bit more positive leading because, you know, they want to be able to talk to you and hype you up in the market, all those good things, right? Well, Dallas has given that more to Luka than Atlanta has given to Trey. And I feel like that has created a situation where Luka maybe doesn't feel like he has to listen to anybody or there's anybody for him to listen to, or maybe he feels like Klay Thompson isn't bringing in what the Dallas front office feel like they're bringing in. I don't know, but I can see a scenario to where that wouldn't work. Because Luka has to buy into my shot isn't there, I need to get off the ball and not pound the ball till there's 4 seconds left and then try to pass the ball to somebody and then you don't get an optimal shot.
There you go.
So that's what Luka has to buy in.
Sound like James Harden.
Well, it is at times.
It is that.
And then you got to worry about whether or not, because see, we also saw something else. It was slight, but we also saw Jason Kidd in a way during this last finals where he kind of threw his hands up in the air and go, I don't know what else to do with this dude. In other words, we were all complaining. I think it was game three after that.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like Jason Kidd could not wrap his arms around that situation. In a way that you, the coach, especially with his career, this Hall of Famer, could not do that with Luka. It's like he's kind of putting up with him. And we've seen coaches in teams where they have one kind of coach. Okay, now we need a more vocal coach. They go back and forth. But what's in place right now with Jason Kidd, he ain't that get in your face and just exude a bunch of respectability. When, you know, I was going to use a Pat Riley analogy or whoever, Pop. You know, when they get in the face of that player, there is instant credibility being received.
Credibility, that's the word. Credibility to where you can maybe step outside of yourself or back down from your ego and actually listen to what's going on. I don't know if that's there. And you see it from him and a lot of younger superstars where if the game isn't going the way they think it should go, they try to put it all on their back, and it actually turns out to make things worse than it does better. And some of it is Dallas may need a deeper bench. Like, what made the Celtics so great was not necessarily Tatum or Brown. It was everything around the two of them.
And also what they had been through, and they understood. Yeah. They had been there, done that. We see this obstacle coming. Let's get around it this time as opposed to trying to run through it or jump over it.
Right, and that's experience. That's already hitting your head on that wall. And I think that's what Dallas experienced in their first finals. Like, how do I win a finals?
I ask you this. Do you feel now this season, going into next season, that Kyrie Irving feels 100% confident that at the end of big games, he's going to be given the ball like we thought he should have, as opposed to Luka keeping it? Or if not that scenario, Luka giving the ball up at those strategic times moving forward? Because he's been there and he's shown that his way has not worked. It might have come close, but it has not worked. And do you need to alter it a little bit, just like what you said the Celtics did?
Well, they both need to, because I've saw plays in the finals where it was Kyrie pounding the ball for 20 seconds and couldn't get an iso shot, and then would just throw the ball.
Luka was on the bench there.
No, Luka was on the floor because he threw the ball. Because as I'm watching this possession, I'm like, okay, he has to take this shot because you can't throw it to Luka. Luka's not an outside shooter. Luka was standing on the outside, but he dribbled the ball down to 4 seconds, kicked it out to Luka. Luka put up the shot and he missed it, which is exactly how 9 times out of 10 that type of play is going to go for them. So they're both going to have to change their thought process when they're handling the ball.
Which is what happened this particular year, which is why they had the success they had. The first year, it was still trying to feeling things out.
Right.
The chemistry came in the second year, which, by the way, didn't happen here. You know, that chemistry between that backcourt didn't happen here, and we can get into that, and I know you articulated a number of things having to do with it. But as far as when you mentioned him going to Dallas, I just still think there's a few things that need to be worked out with that Dallas team, and getting him to listen, meaning Luka, is going to be paramount.
Yeah, they have a hump to get over there in the West, so... And hopefully this wasn't their best opportunity. I mean, the Timberwolves, in all respect, seem to have gotten stronger. So we'll see.
All right, if I stepped on some of the stuff you want to get out, I'm gonna give you some a casting call.
Cool.
And we get back to that, because I think I kept her from something she wanted to get off her chest. And so
WNBA All Star snubs. That's all.
Ooh. We're gonna get into this game last night.
That too.
And that box score. We get into that too.
Sometimes. Nah, them 6 threes.
Oof.
Wow, and I had
attempted.
And I had a game for you too coming up. So we have to put the game on the back burner here too. Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw, tell them who we got coming up next here.
We got Karen Grant's coming up. We're going to talk NASCAR from the standpoint of diversity and inclusion and things that they're doing in Chicago as they're taking the race to the people for the second time this year. They're doing it in L.A., the second time doing it in Chicago. She's on the way next. It is Sam and Greg along with Noel, other side of the glass, on this holiday weekend, Saturday morning. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Two of them.
And also what they had been through, and they understood.
Yeah.
They had been there, done that. We see this obstacle coming. Let's get around it this time as opposed to trying to run through it or jump over it.
Right, and that's experience. That's already hitting your head on that wall, and I think that's what Dallas experienced in their first finals. Like, how do I win a finals?
I ask you this. Do you feel now this season, going into next season, that Kyrie Irving feels 100% confident that at the end of big games, he's going to be given the ball like we thought he should have, as opposed to Luka keeping it? Or if not that scenario, Luka giving the ball up at those strategic times moving forward? Because he's been there and he's shown that his way has not worked. It might have come close. But it has not worked, and do you need to alter it a little bit, just like what you said the Celtics did?
Well, they both need to, because I've saw plays in the finals where it was Kyrie pounding the ball for 20 seconds and couldn't get an iso shot, and then would just throw the ball.
When Luka was on the bench there.
No, Luka was on the floor because he threw the ball. Because as I'm watching this possession, I'm like, okay, he has to take this shot because you can't throw it to Luka. Luka's not an outside shooter. Luka was standing on the outside. But he dribbled the ball down to 4 seconds, kicked it out to Luka. Luka put up the shot and he missed it, which is exactly how 9 times out of 10 that type of play is going to go for them. So they're both going to have to change their thought process when they're handling the ball.
Which is what happened this particular year, which is why they had the success they had. The first year, it was still trying to feeling things out.
Right.
The chemistry came in the second year, which, by the way, didn't happen here. You know, that chemistry between that backcourt didn't happen here. And we can get into that. And I know you articulated a number of things having to do with it. But as far as when you mentioned him going to Dallas, I just still think there's a few things that need to be worked out with that Dallas team. And getting him to listen, meaning Luka, is going to be paramount.
Yeah, they have a hump to get over there in the West. So... And hopefully this wasn't their best opportunity. I mean, the Timberwolves, in all respect, seem to have gotten stronger. So we'll see.
All right, if I stepped on some of the stuff you want to get out, I'm going to give you some a casting call. Cool. And we get back to that because I think I kept her from something she wanted to get off her chest, and so and,
just,
and
by just the some way, WNBA All-Star snubs. That's all.
Ooh. We're getting into this game.
That too.
And that box score, we get into that too.
Sometimes. Nah, them 6 threes.
Oof.
Wow, and I had
attempted.
And I had a game for you too coming up. So we have to put the game on the back burner here too. Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw, tell her who we got coming up next here.
We got Karen Grant's coming up. We're going to talk NASCAR from the standpoint of diversity and inclusion and things that they're doing in Chicago as they're taking the race to the people. For the second time this year, they're doing it in L.A., the second time doing it in Chicago. She's on the way next. It is Sam and Greg along with Noel, other side of the glass, on this holiday weekend, Saturday morning, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.